The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth Season 7, Episode 28. We are recording this on Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, but it'll, of course, not be out until whatever the fuck Saturday is. I don't know. I can't do math in my head anymore. I think it's COVID fog.
I said I liked Goldberg's bagels on Reddit the other day, and I got downvoted to hell.
Why?
I don't know. Like, what's wrong with Goldberg's bagels?
I guess people don't like them. Why would people hate them? What were you on, the bagel subreddit?
No, somebody said, I just moved down here from New York. Where can I get a good bagel? And I said, I don't know a lot of places, but Goldberg's has a pretty decent bagel.
Oh my God. And you got down. They're very popular in Atlanta. I don't understand.
I'm having a flashback to in the 90s. Weren't there somebody called Bagel Boys? Like, picturing like in the Inquirer or something, they call somebody a bagel boy. Maybe it was somebody that Cher was banging or something.
Oh yeah, was he the bagel boy?
Did they call him a bagel boy?
Or maybe he was the bagging boy. Let me check. I'll check Google. Why did you bring that up?
I don't know. It just popped in my head, and I was thinking about, you know, how ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Cher's relationship with bagel boy Rob Camaletti. Italian bagel boy. She must have been in her late 40s or 50s by then.
Not to be confused with Bagel Shrimp, that little guy that freaked out on those people in that viral video.
Bagel Shrimp, what are you talking about?
There was that guy, there was that short guy, he was like 4'5", and he went off on somebody in a viral video at a bagel shop.
Right.
And the guy that was recording it was like, I'm just trying to get a bagel.
That's hilarious. I can't figure this shit out. I'm trying to do two things at once, in case you can't tell. I have to upload video clips every day of our show from the radio show. And I guess I'll just wait until I'm done doing this
show. I mean, if you could just give us a few minutes of your time and then you just go on back to your business.
Get you all.
Focus. Whatever.
I can do both. God damn it. God damn it. I'm trying to work on some accents. Anyway, hey, so this week's podcast, we have plenty to talk about. First things first, I want to thank our guests on Radio Labyrinth Presents interviews this week. Waco O'Gwin and Roger Black, a.k.a. Yucko the Clown, who came on with us to talk about their new series on Netflix, which is out now, called Farzar. And the cool thing that you need to do is you need to binge all of it. So the algorithm tells Netflix that you guys like it, and they'll get to do more seasons and create more series on there. Netflix has been pretty good to those guys. So if you're into animation and you're into cool stuff like that, make sure you're checking that out. I also want to thank my radio show, which you can hear on WSB every Saturday at 7 p.m., the Popcast. I want to thank my most recent guest, Valen Hall, who we all know as Aunt Tiffany, a.k.a. Toilet Baby, from HBO Max's The Righteous Gemstones, and that was a lot of fun. Did you guys listen?
Yeah, you did a great interview with her.
Oh, thank you. Because of me or because of her?
Yeah, she was very game to joke around with you, and she didn't freak out when you called her toilet baby or anything.
She seemed very comfortable.
Yeah.
Disarmed her with the Larry Munson.
Yeah. You had a great repartee.
Great repartee. Yeah, she's really nice. And I want to thank our friend Josh Warren for making that connection for us, because he knows her from back in the day. And real interesting, real fun. And hopefully we can get her on this show and for a little bit longer. You know what I mean? And do more toilet baby talk. This week on the show, a little bit more just me one-on-one with Roger and Waco. And a couple other things happening on the show this weekend, but hopefully you don't miss it. You can also get that show as a podcast. It's available wherever podcasts are available. And it is called, again, The Popcast with Tim Andrews. So thank you guys for letting me promote my side project.
Hey, throw some Radio Lab promotion on the podcast sometime.
I do.
Every now and then.
Yes, well, I will. Yeah, I love doing this show. Don't they listen to that fucking Dustin blather?
Dustin Free.
Dustin Free. That should be your radio name. Dustin Free with you.
Nah, if I was going to have a radio name, my radio name was always going to be my name and then D Wind.
D Wind?
Yeah.
Dustin DeWind.
Dustin DeWind. I hate that song. I hate Kansas. I'm an anomaly. I don't like the band Kansas.
What do you think of Yes?
I love Yes.
Don't you love Yes?
I do. Yes, I do love Yes.
They're so good.
Especially Heart of the Sunrise.
I like Super Trooper.
That's a good song too.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
So what do you guys want to talk about first? The Boys season 3 just finished, right? Was that season 3?
Yep.
And the 8th episode aired. It was a doozy. It was a good episode. A lot of action, setting the table for the new series that's coming out. I think it's called Varsity, right?
Yeah.
And, that's like a different part of that universe as they expand that The Boys universe a la MCU. And then of course they'll be back for season 4. And I think it was great. I think it wrapped up well. And of course, we have to talk about the first episode of the second half of this season of Better Call Saul. And that didn't disappoint either. So we have a lot to unpack, or at least jabber about. I always worry about it. Like, what are we going to talk about? Because there's all these dedicated media podcasts. You know, you have the ones that have corporate money behind them. And then you have people who review them and give you the Easter eggs. And then you have us who just kind of go like, yeah, we saw that. Who's that guy? But yeah, you know, just we're TV addicts and pop culture addicts who just kind of, you know, ramble on. Like you were sitting at the dinner table talking with your family about a TV show and, you know, 48% of them are looking at you like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I think that we give the perspective of we don't get too in the weeds with everything about and put all kinds of issues on everything. We enjoy the show.
Right. If we do a deep dive, we usually do it in like a separate episode or a different format.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to start with? Let's start with The Boys, I guess. It was, like I said, season 3 wrapped up and it was fantastic. So who wants to start?
I loved the whole thing with Maeve, how she kind of like came back and, you know, had her whole gonna save everybody thing instead of, you know, take them all down, which is what she
did.
Was
you have to
do.
Say I love
oh
trigger.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you.
Yeah.
Actress Dominique McGilliott, I guess that's her name, is that character, right? She did fantastic. Is she done with the show, or do you think she'll come back?
Eric Kripke says that she can come back the way they handled it, and they did. But she, what I was saying in the previous episode was that she was having a hard time getting there for filming because she lives in Ireland. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's with a name like Miguel Elliott.
Yeah. But that's why she was having so much trouble getting there, and that's why her role was reduced this whole last season. And I thought they were going to kill her off, but I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, I thought so too. But the thing I did like about her and how this universe kind of sort of mirrors the Marvel universe is her making fun of Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot, whatever. Wonder Woman's terrible viral version of.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that. And then, of course, you see, you know, Homelander's arc is very much a Trump arc, and the people that go to his rally are very much, his rallies are very much like the MAGA people, the so-called MAGA people, you know.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. And then the just a lot of the shit, like Victoria Newman is so sort of supposed to be AOC, but like with an evil genius mind behind all of that. So I like that too. The whole season was pretty cool and the arcs for everybody. Spoiler alerts before we keep going. We finished the season with Black Noir dead. And there's no way that he's coming back from that because Homelander ripped his guts out and he doesn't repair himself. Also,
but I mean, it's a superhero, so you never know what's going to happen.
He's dead as fuck, and you could tell that he's dead as fuck because of the you know, the little animals faded out, the little cartoon
faded away.
But the good thing is that Black Noir is just somebody in a costume. So I think, and this is just a prediction, and I probably will be wrong, but it could be the original comic book arc of Black Noir is that it is Homelander's clone, and he was made to keep Homelander in check. So we'll see how that goes. I see Vought, probably Giancarlo Esposito returning to control Vought, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, unless he's doing Star Wars or something, but just Better Call Saul's done now, so.
Yeah.
He's freed up to be on the boys more.
That's true. I hope so. I hope that is the case.
Yeah, I hope they didn't write him off for good.
My two favorite characters made it out okay, Kimiko and Frenchie. They're great. I just love how they're just there to help, and they have their own little subplot, subroutine going
on. Yeah, I was sad for her when, because she was so happy when she lost her powers. Spoiler alert, yeah. I guess. But she was so happy that she was just a normal human again.
I'm happy Soldier Boy got put back in the iron lung.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so funny, though, that he was embarrassed to have such a bitch ass as a son.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
That was so, that was choice.
He's gonna kill him for being a whiny crying bitch.
And a grin that he got over his shoulder, that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But Starlight, they kept alluding that she was gonna have some big display of her power.
She's never flown before. That was the big thing.
Okay. But, I mean, for as many times as her eyes lit up this season, I thought we were going to get one big something other than just her flying and maybe blowing up a few VCRs and shit. I mean, it was just, I don't know, her powers. I love her as a character. I just wish they gave her something more to do than
make
shit staticky.
Boys, hopefully she'll get to do more.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. And Ryan, I'm sure, I was thinking he's going to be like that one kid from, what was the movie out a year or two ago that we loved? With the evil Superman? Yeah.
Brightburn,
yes. I feel like Ryan's going to be like Brightburn.
Brightbart.
Yeah, with that smile he gave right at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was like, all he needed was that validation from the crowd, and that was it.
Wasn't it cool, though, how Mother's Milk, he was the main one against taking this Vought juice, that it was blah, 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 blah. And ultimately, he was instrumental in helping them take Soldier Boy down.
Yeah.
Yep. No powers at all.
Yeah, his character had a good arc, too, especially seeing his family and seeing the stepfather go full nuts.
it was cool to see his daughter when he was like, you know, here's your grandfather. He was a real hero. And she was like, no, you're my real hero. No, it was like, that was like some validation for him.
The Carl Urban, I'm sorry, Butcher, who was played by Carl Urban. You're a right cunt. Seeing his story with his father and his brother.
Yeah.
That was cool too. So I wish that I had read all of the comic books. The comic books are great, the ones I have read. But I'm kind of glad that I haven't, so I can enjoy the season without going, that's not all what happened in the comic book. Mm-hmm. Now I can go back and read it in a different, you know, light. But this is really one of my favorite series, and I like the characters. I like the actors. I like the writing. And, you know, it has a lot of social issues in it, but it also mocks everything. It's not just one social issue that it mocks. So if you can handle that, and I'm, you know, I'm one that sees that shit and everything. If you can handle that without ruining your experience, it's a great show, and I highly recommend it.
And The Deep's Wife, that book she wrote, the tell-all.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. The reason he killed the Deep killed the vice president candidate, so Victoria Newman could get on there.
Yeah.
Do you think her arc's going to be just so she could kill the president and take over as president?
I think that's, yeah, well, that definitely what they're alluding to, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
I think that'll be the next thing that happens. Or at
I
least
hope they don't kill him, though. It's a guy from Deadwood.
Oh, I know.
Jim Beaver.
Yeah, he's great. And he's great in pretty much anything he's in. He'll have to reconnoiter her rim. Gotta go out and reconnoiter the rim. So anything that we missed? Anything that you guys want to add or talk about?
You think A-Chain's going to turn into a racist now that he has that guy's heart?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny? He's going to be, what's his name?
Clayton Bigsby.
Clayton Bigsby. And that's all. I can't say anything else. Hey!
God.
That guy just called us. Hey! That would be funny. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I doubt it.
He'll probably kiss ass a little bit more and go higher up in the seven, obviously. Those fight scenes were great, by the way. When Homelander was fighting Maeve and Butcher's kicking the shit out of Soldier Boy. But really, to put a bow.
Did you know how strong Maeve was? I didn't know she was that badass.
No clue. I didn't think
she survived. Yeah. And then it showed her. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
She lost her powers, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
when Soldier Boy exploded, she did.
Yeah. That's the only thing that saved her, I think. Yeah. But it spin him.
Well, we can see now that she can get her powers back if she wants them.
Yeah.
So.
Would you take Super V? Not Temp V. Super V.
No. Well, only if I knew what my powers would be. Because
you don't get to know.
No.
You wouldn't take it if you didn't know?
No, because what if you turn into like the termite?
I don't give a shit. I would take it.
Into sausage.
Yeah. You would take it. What if you were the thing and you're just walking rock?
Just happens. It'll be a
super rock.
Yeah, and then you're pissing down your rock, crushing your toilet when you sit down. I do not want to be the thing. There's plenty of superheroes I don't want to be. I don't want to be the thing.
You got to start fucking octopuses.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
What about the guy with that big giant schlong?
Who would want that? How could you experience
it? He seemed happy.
Well, you can't reduce it. Boy, he seemed happy. He's living a lie.
Your luck would be sentient and it'd just talk to you all night, keeping you up.
Yeah. The only thing that would be good about it is if you had to go to the bathroom, you wouldn't have to get up.
Yeah. Hey, man, you awake? No? All right. Well, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
I'm going to go snake myself in here and take a leak.
Okay. They come to you. They say, 50-50. You could have laser vision or you might just be a vagina.
No, because there's a good chance of just blah, 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 blah. What's my superpower? Stinking up the room?
I want a vagina with freaking laser beams.
You'll have a giant vaginal wipe.
Squirting. That's your power.
We can clean you down with.
Throw the pH off and everybody's aquarium. Hey,
your superpower is like Larry David's daughter on the Umbrella Academy.
That's his powers. He has a yeast infection.
Yeah.
It is a labyrinth.
It is Larry David's daughter. Oh, you just got me, Jeff. I didn't realize that.
The Spitter Girl?
No shit. It sure is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, you right cunt.
Oi.
Oi. All right. So that's The Boys. Season 3, it's a wrap, and it'll be back. When does Varsity start? Any ideas?
Soon, I imagine.
What is Varsity?
Varsity is a spinoff.
Another spinoff series. It's about younger superheroes.
And they will be talking. And they'll be in the background, you'll be seeing the presidential election.
But it's going to be in the vein of The Boys, like hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Not no teeny bopper crap.
I hope not. Episode 8 of season 5, Better Call Saul. It's the final season. There's 5 episodes left. What's going to happen? Well, before we do that, we have to talk about this one. Why do Mike's ears keep getting wider and wider?
You're starting to look like a Nosferatu, Mike.
Either that, or I've been told I look like the yellow guy in
Sin City.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Not a lot of people did it. It's not really memorable.
Or the Six Flags guy. I think somebody's also said that.
His ears are too round. I have elf ears. I'm starting to lose the voice. I don't know. I think you have to keep it up in your nose. Maybe be a little deeper.
You almost let Gus get killed.
And now, hey, it wasn't my fault he decided to play detective. Besides, I was trying to find Mikey to get those German Barabons back.
That was a great part when Kim's looking around the room, though, and she sees that nerdy black guy, and she's like, I was supposed to kill him.
Yeah. And that's how they knew.
And that's how Mike figured out that he was supposed to kill Gus.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the episode picks up where the last episode before the break left off, with Lalo holding Saul and Kim at gunpoint, while Howard sadly laid dead on the floor. There was a little interesting tease at the beginning with Howard's Jaguar on the beach and his shoe flopping in and out of the waves, and his wallet and his wedding ring were on top of his dashboard. And then we cut to the story. And of course, the story eventually takes you to that point and you understand why the car was there in the first place. But the first scene opens up, of course, with Lalo holding them at gunpoint. And Lalo tells Saul that he has to take a gun, take the car keys, take this car, go to a house. And when the person opens the door, shoot that person and then take a picture of the dead person, come back, show it to him. And then he would let Kim go. Saul decides to talk Lalo into letting Kim do it instead of him. So why do you think he did that? Just to save her life? Or do you think he knew she could handle it better? Or did he have any inkling at all of what was going on?
To save her life. Because he only had an hour. And I think he was thinking there was a real good chance he wouldn't make it back in an hour and that Lalo would kill her.
Right.
So he'd rather give her the chance to get away.
That's what I thought too. He was trying to let her get away.
Yeah. I think that
made it really tense too, because you know Kim's not in Breaking Bad and you're like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But why do you guys think that Lalo, hardcore killer Lalo, who already hates Saul's guts for he thinks that he knew all of that about Nacho, you know, and the whole assault on his compound and all that crap. Why do you think he left Saul there alive? That didn't make sense to me.
He had him zip tied pretty good.
But why didn't he kill him? Why would he leave him alive? It just doesn't seem like something he would do. I mean, he just blew Howard's brains out.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand that part. That felt like that was...
Well, I think he was going to come back and kill him, and he only had a limited amount of time to get to the laundry, because he knew what was going to happen. He knew that she would go there and either kill him or not kill him and would get caught, because he knew that the house was surveilled. I mean, this was very planned out. And he didn't know, like, he'd never been in that lab, right? Lalo,
no, he just knew it was there.
He knew it was there.
Because he went to Germany and talked to the...
Right, and he saw the plans and everything. He didn't know how to get into it. And so this whole thing that happened was just all of his plan was to get Gus to come to the laundry. And he played everybody. And that's, of course, what Gus did. And Gus kind of knew that that was going to happen, which is why he placed the gun on the tracks of the Earth Mover. So, I mean, everything was telegraphed. And you kind of knew, I kind of figured out what was going on. I didn't think Lalo was really going to send one of those two to kill Gus. Now, and I think he knew that Gus wouldn't answer the door.
Right. And there, I mean, that was there was just no way that he was going to wait there for an hour, or I just didn't think he was ever going to come back. His whole goal was just to use one of them as a diversion while he went to the laundry. Right. That was it. But I just don't understand why he didn't kill her. He didn't kill Saul. It just didn't make sense to me. That was the only thing.
Well, that, or you see him breathing when they bury, when they start throwing the dirt on top of him.
Who, Howard or Lalo?
Howard, Lalo. Howard, to me, was the saddest thing because, you know, everybody hated Howard all through the series. Everybody hated Howard. No sympathy for him. I started feeling sympathy for him as they were playing him and driving him crazy. And he absolutely was a person who was just collateral damage and didn't need to die. You know, he's paying for their fuck-ups.
You all hated Howard?
I hated him at first because I thought he was a dick.
Did you hate him, Jeff?
I mean, I didn't hate him, but I thought it was great when they were fucking with him.
I just always thought he was pretentious, but I never disliked him. If anything, I felt like he's the only decent person on the show. The only decent person. He was pretentious, but he was
decent.
Good. Yeah. He was a good person.
He tried to help Jimmy, and Chuck was always the one who fucked it up.
Yeah, Chuck was a piece of crap.
Yeah,
but Howard was always tried to be decent for the most part. He just liked very crisp shirts.
And he was a snob.
He was a snob, yeah, but he wasn't a bad person. It was, you know, that's why I texted you guys. I was so, it really got to me. I was so sad to see him laying in that pit next to Lalo, who was a scumbag.
Yeah, he shouldn't be there. And now if you watch Breaking Bad again after this, you know that they're there the whole time. They're underneath everybody.
Yeah.
Another good person who got killed, Gail. You know, Gail was a good-hearted person. Sure, he was making meth, but what else was he going to do to make that kind of money? He was a loner. He liked weird things. And for absolutely no reason whatsoever, poor Jesse is forced to kill this guy. So Jesse feels bad about it. And this happens in Breaking Bad. Spoiler alert. But Gail, another person who was innocent that died.
True. And,
He just changed his name and moved to New York, and now he's on Billions.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so he's not dead. I guess I'll start watching Billions.
Oh, he couldn't be any more different than Gale on Billions. Could not be any further.
So, speculation on the next five episodes. We need to know. The next one's going to be all about Sandpiper, I imagine.
Well, you saw the look on Kim's face at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy to me seems completely crossed over and devoid of any emotion about what just happened.
Right.
He accepts what Mike said about what they need to do to clean up the whole scene and just move on. Kim looks like, I'm done with this shit.
Right.
I'm done with it.
She calling the vacuum salesman?
Yeah, probably.
I think maybe she is.
One of the episodes is called Burr or something like that, or Brisk or something, because, you know, it's cold wherever Jimmy, what's his name now?
Gene.
Wherever Gene is, it's cold. I think that we're going to get some Gene in the next couple episodes, if not the next one, the ones after. Don't you?
Yeah, or the final episode will be just all Gene.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's an episode with both Walter White and Jesse,
yeah.
So look forward
to that. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I hope it's more than just, hey.
No, I don't think he'll do us like that.
No, I don't either.
I feel like we'll get, he'll probably hit us with a couple of things. They'll give us, what's his face? Mercat or whatever the hell his name is. Muskrat.
Muskrat?
What's his
Badger.
Name?
Badger.
Badger. Badger.
I love Badger. I wish Badger had his own series. The Badger Bunch.
Yeah, him and that other, him and Skinny Pete.
I love Skinny Pete. Have you seen lately? He looks like he's 65 years old.
Wow, he needs to eat.
We all age. That's the problem. Looking younger than I used to. How's that lump I gave you back in Detroit when I popped your little friend? Do you know what that's from, right?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, okay. He's so great in that. He's like the best character in it. So here's the thing I was thinking about the other night. I've been quoting the actor since 1984. And I like that, the longevity, the staying power. Not that laser gun show that I forgot the name of. What was that called, Seth? The science fiction?
I can't remember. That was a good show, though.
It was. I watched the premiere at your house, which I tell everybody every time we bring it up. All right. So that wraps the two big shows. I don't know if all of us have watched South Park. There's another new movie on Paramount Plus. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I haven't watched it. Are we all watching physical?
Yeah.
The last one I saw was...
It's ruined now.
Oh, yeah. Anna Gunn was in an episode.
She was in this she wasn't in the last episode.
She was in the previous one.
Oh, but she didn't ruin it, Jeff. You hush your mouth. The last episode was great.
Yeah.
Which one was the last episode?
When his wife finally has the baby and they pay the money for the ransom.
That's right. I like this. You know what the show needs more of? And I know you just get
mall wanking.
No, I love the mall wanking. You know, Wendy Malick. She's so good in anything she's in. And she's so great as the mother. I didn't know we were going to dive into that show, but I really like Physical.
I love it. It's one of my favorite shows. I look forward to it every week.
The doofus couple.
Della Saba and Taylor Pucci.
Yeah.
The Swingers?
No, not the Swingers, but they're great too.
The Surfers. And she's the one that.
Okay. Yeah.
I would really like to one day, if we can ever get him, talk to Paul Sparks, because everything he's been in, I've liked.
I'm and obsessed with him. Good. Crazy about him.
Every single, he is such a good actor.
Even that stupid, any subsequent seasons of it were terrible, but that first season of The Girlfriend Experience, where he was the boss and that Riley Koff was the girl, so good. The first season. And then it was
I only
shit.
Watched the first season, so yeah.
It was only good. That was the only one that was good.
And I bet you Deirdre Friel would be a good interview, too. She's funny. She's really good on that show. Her character's done really well, too. Greta.
Yeah, they tried to get their threesome on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Or foursome. And they were like, yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, later.
But it is a good show. It was kind of whenever he called her out on her bulimia.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like she, for the first time in a long time, she actually had real feelings for him for a second.
Yeah. For a second. Then she needed to go to the mall.
Rory Scovel, talk about comics who have transitioned into just great actors. He is such a good actor.
Yeah.
Is he from Georgia? I know he's from the South. I forget where he's from.
He's not from Georgia, but he did most of his, you know, base work here. I think he's from South Carolina, maybe.
Did you ever run into him when you were doing stand-up?
Not run into him, but I did see him. I was at the filming of his special a few years ago at 1 a.m. at Relapse. Nice. I was in the front row for that shit.
Where can you see that?
Oh, you just look it up. I'll send you the link for which one it was. It was a great special. He crushed. He's a master. He really is. And he loves stand-up. I mean, he just wrote a new hour. He's going to be performing that soon.
He should love it. He's good at it.
Yeah, he's from Greeleyville, South Carolina.
Greeleyville? I ain't never been there. Never heard of it.
Whenever I was doing my little comedy writings, the Beards of Comedy, you remember your guys, Andy Sanford and all those guys that used to come on? They're big buddies with Rory, so they all kind of came up together.
Where's Dave Stone these days? I still see Andy Sanford on Twitter.
I'm still in New York. I mean, they're all still doing stuff, I believe.
Good.
Yeah, I think they're all still working. Dave had that travel show. I don't know what he's doing now.
Hmm.
But he's still in LA, I believe. I don't think he lives in a van down by the river anymore. I think he has an actual apartment and a girlfriend and stuff.
Y'all, the stand-up comic that I'm obsessed with now, and I think I'm about to transition into podcast phase with this, is, of course, Tom Segura, that I don't shut up about. The best best Mike Tyson impersonation I've ever heard of in my life. What do you watch on Netflix?
Oh, I like Breaking Bad.
My wife watches that show. You heard that?
You like Sons of Anarchy? And he was like, I've never seen an episode in my life. Yes, that's my favorite show.
And he leans in and goes, I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
If you're into the podcast, Mulaney
and Chappelle, they never disappoint.
Mulaney, I've never listened to. Well, that's not true. I mean, most recently I've listened to, and he's great.
Oh, God. You got to watch some of his specials. His live at Radio City.
That was great.
Gorgeous.
That latest Chappelle thing on Netflix is not very funny at all, though.
That little 40-minute thing?
It's like a speech.
No, thanks.
Pass.
Yeah. It's not stand-up.
No, it's like a dedication speech for his theater. But they're promoting it like it's a stand-up special, but it's not.
How was Dimitri Martin?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone. Does he have new stuff?
Yeah, it's all new.
Damn, he's funny too. Oh yeah, Caleb Sinan's coming to the Punchline. I'm supposed to maybe possibly interview him, so I hope that happens.
Well, you know, Caleb and Rory, they're like besties, like little baby besties.
I should ask.
Yeah.
I should ask. Oh, there's a new Bill Burr special, isn't there? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's in views or snooze.
Yeah, Rory's in that new Bill Burr's new show that's coming out, or it's in post-production right now. Old Dads is what it's called.
He was good on Steve-O's podcast recently. Bill Burr was the wild ride with Steve-O.
Did Steve-O laugh the whole time?
No.
He's calmed down a lot.
His podcast is good. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that one with Tyson was nuts.
The Corey Feldman one is a mess.
Oh my God, you gotta send me a link to that, please. Would you please, after the show, sure, so I can follow it? Because I want to listen. I love Corey Feldman. I make shit up all the time.
Oh, and it was right after the whole debacle when his shit premiered, but then they pulled it after like 15 minutes, and he says that, you know, whoever it is, the starjacking pedophiles, or
not the star whackers that were going after Randy Quaid. These are star.
Starjackers.
Celebrity masturbators, chronic masturbators.
Show up and jack you off.
Only if you're 12.
Yeah. Only if your first thing ever was a McDonald's gift certificate commercial.
It's led by Harvey Weinstein.
They jerk you off through a Happy Meal box. Oh.
The surprise in every box. chewy.
And you'll grimace.
That's where the name comes from. Well, I don't want to besmirch McDonald's.
Sorry, McDonald's.
But it's not McDonald's fault that the celebrity jackers use their product to accomplish their nefarious goal of masturbating rent. It's what happened to Todd Bridges, right? When they coded it in that episode with Gordon Jump.
No, he had to wear a Burger King crown.
That's right. Hey, kids. Hey, Arnold, why don't you take your shirt off? We'll play Tarzan.
This is not funny. Stop it.
No, it's not. You could never do that episode. A very special episode of Different Strokes.
No.
Guy who owns WKRP molests two kids in a bar.
Bring out the gooch.
Too bad it happened to the gooch. All those fucking 80s shows with their very special to this week, Kimberly gets molested by a photographer.
But she really did.
Yeah, that's what did. Very special means. Yeah.
Very special. Ted Danson is a child molester. He played one in a TV movie right before Cheers. I remember.
I like all my molesting to be in the 80s with like a synth pop soundtrack.
I don't like any of that, but it certainly was a weird time because there were no shows in the 70s talking about it. In the 70s, it was like, hey, the teacher's banging that chick in 11th grade. Yeah.
No, and didn't Angel win Angel in the 70s?
Oh, Angel's 80s.
Oh, it was.
You mean the avenging prostitute?
No, the one that we always talk about, the one that had the little hamburger face girl that died.
Hamburger face girl.
You know who I'm talking about, the one who she was in European Vacation, the second one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, that's also 80s.
It was her. And what's the guy? We love the guy from The Thing, and he's from everything. And he played the molester, the creepy photographer.
It's Richard Mazur. You should have said, yes. You should have said, Mrs. Romano's boyfriend in the first season of One Day at a Time, and I would have gotten who you're talking
about. Okay, there you go. That guy. He was the one that was like, oh, get on the swing with the little boy and unbutton your shirts and let me take some pictures.
Yes. Okay. I remember that. And he was really creepy because he always had that smile.
So creepy.
I think David Glennon played a molester in something. I don't know.
Fallen Angel, the TV movie.
Fallen Angel. Yeah. Yes. Messed me up when I was a kid. Scared the crap out of me.
I'm going to take your clothes off. I'll keep it. Smell them pines. Sniff that cross mountain pussy down by the river. Ooh, hot damn. That's one of the best lines in Platoon. He goes, I'm going back home now, wherever he's from. He goes, smell those pines. Sniff that cross mountain pussy down by the river. Ooh, hot damn.
Arch man in Tennessee. Sniff the pines. Sniff that cross mountain pussy down by the river. Woo, hot damn.
The Radio Labyrinth program is brought to you by two sponsors. One of them is right here. He is our friend Brett Perkins, and his business is LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all of your construction printing needs, commercial or residential. And they've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366. Email them at athens@ldiline.com. Thank you very much, Brett. Now, pivoting away, our other sponsor is our longest sponsor. And one of our favorite people owns this place. It's Atlanta Pizza in Euro. And I'm going to do the commercial as mine. I hope you don't mind. Jonathan Banks, this is as good as it gets. I'm not going to get any better at doing this voice. If you don't like it, I apologize. But I'll stop doing it if you don't like it. Do you want me to keep doing it or no?
Keep doing it.
Here's what's going to happen. We love Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth podcast. I take my granddaughter there every other Sunday. I got to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is driving into the summer with weekly food truck events, team trivia nights. Trivia, it's fun. Catering events and more. I just like to eat. I don't like to play games. I just want to eat. Atlanta Pizza and Euro feeds football players. In fact, they recently fed around 180 tailgaters at an Atlanta United Football Club supporters event last month, which means they have a food truck. You should check it out. It's not a front. Well, I don't want to get him in trouble, but there's been a glory hole problem. Stop by the Glory Hole Free Restaurant and grab an ice cold local craft beer like Gate City Brewing's Copperhead American Ale or Athens, Georgia's own Terrapin Watermelon Goza. I know it looks like it's spelled ghost. It's not. It's Goza.
That sounds very refreshing for the summer.
Yeah, well, watermelon. It's a very refreshing, tart, yet thirst-quenching brew for the summertime. APG loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and they're not a front for meth dealers like the Chicken Restaurant in Breaking Bad. I'd like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. And if you'd like to go, well, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday 12 to 9, and they're closed on Sunday. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome, Mike.
You can't bring your granddaughter there on Sunday.
It's closed. They're open for me. I might can eat in there.
You force your way in.
No, I call Mike. I'm not breaking it. I don't like to do illegal things that draw negative attention. So we're just going to sit here and watch. Fuck that bitch. All right, guys. Thank you very much to our sponsors.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
Let's see. We're going to do views or snooze, but before we get to that, we had a lot of celebrities die in the last week or so. starting off with the biggest one to me. I mean, they're all big, but the biggest one to me, of course, Tony Sirico, may he rest in peace. Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos, but a longtime actor, a long time, you know, he's a, definitely a character actor playing a tough or a mafia guy. But just one of the most memorable characters in television history, and certainly in the last 20 years, right?
Didn't he have ties to the real mob?
He was, yeah, he didn't, he was never made or anything. He just ran with a crew, probably. He got in jail. He went to jail. I think that's what turned him against it, started making him want to act.
I read that he had been arrested like 28 times.
Really, for petty crimes, probably.
No, he was a part of the stick-up gang. They used to rob like discos and shit.
Hey, give me your shorts. You do him. He's hard to do.
But it was his last bid that he did. He was doing a 5-year stint, and it was a group of ex-cons who became actors. They toured prisons, and they came to his prison, and that's when he decided that he could do that.
Yeah.
So he knew a dude. He knew one of the dudes from The Godfather, from the old neighborhood. And when he got out of jail, he sent him a letter and was like, hey, I want to act. And the guy was like, okay. And yeah, he got him into it.
I can remember the first thing that I saw him in, and because I used to watch it constantly. Do you remember the movie Defiance with Jan Michael Vincent? Danny Aiello. But basically the plot is, Jan Michael Vincent plays a longshoreman, or a sea, not a longshoreman, but like a sea guy, you know, like a merchant, a marine or something like that, whatever. He works on boats, and he comes back to his old neighborhood to find that it's overrun with crime. It's not just Italians anymore. There's I guess they're Puerto Ricans. And there's a guy that wears a bandana, and he's got the cheesy mustache. He basically looks like Zorro the Thug. But he has a big role in that film. So it's about a neighborhood full of old people who have to fight.
Anytime you say Jan Michael Vincent, all I think of now is the Rick and Morty episode with all the Jan Michael Vincents.
I don't remember that.
That came out like in the era of Death Wish and like all of those revenge.
After it is. Yeah. Yes, but it is after Death Wish. It came out in 1980. So right as we got HBO in my little town, that was the movie that was on all the time.
Yeah,
one of them. Yeah. That and the Hair movie, which I watched just so I could see what's her name's boobs. Vacation movies, that actress.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah, Beverly D'Angelo. But it is a good movie, and you know, it's very nostalgic. But again, he did a ton of things. Probably was it post Sopranos or I think it was right after Sopranos when Brian the dog died on Family Guy. Vinny was a dog voiced by him for 5 or 6 episodes. That was a real funny character too. Yeah. Tony Sirico, rest in peace. Another big mob movie guy. James Caan passed away at the age of 82, and he's been in a ton of things. We recognize him from a lot of different things. What's that mob movie that he did in with the comedy one? Mickey Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my two favorite James Caan movies are, of course, Misery and The Godfather.
Elf,
yeah,
that was Elf, cool. Great in it. But as far as him, you know, an acting tour de force, certainly The Godfather.
Misery is my favorite.
Misery's so good.
He's excellent in that, and I did love him in The Godfather, and I love him in Bottle Rocket.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. Man. The greatest actor of our generation passed away at the age of 99, Larry Storch, who was in F Troop and probably every 70s show and 80s show ever made. Of course, his partner on F Troop, Forrest Tucker, he did a series with him called The Real Ghostbusters, I believe it was called. And that came, was long before the Ghostbusters, right? But he was a great character actor. Of course, he voiced lots and lots of cartoons. In fact, he took over at Warner Brothers for a long time after Mel Blanc left. So he did tons and tons of that stuff. A very funny man, a good impressionist, a real nice guy. I think he did Gilbert Gottfried's podcast a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Coherent as hell right up to the very end. I wish I could have met him because to me, he was the funniest guy on the face of the planet. As soon as F Troop came on and I was watching it in syndication, like, I love that guy. Gregory Itzen passed away. He played President Logan on 24. He was 74 years old. LQ Jones, 94 years old. He did a lot of stuff too. I think most people might recognize him as being the gaming commissioner from Casino. You know, he's trying to get his nephew to work there, who's played by Joe Bob Briggs, to his stupid nephew a job, and he won't give the casino license to Robert De Niro's character unless he hires his nephew. Isn't he? And, you know, that character hates him. Do you remember the guy with the mustache and white hair? And this guy also directed A Boy and His Dog, which is that cult movie with Don Johnson that was written by Harlan Ellison.
Yeah, that was good. I always remember him from The Edge with Anthony Hopkins, where he goes out into the wilderness and they have a plane crash and they got to make it back.
I think, oh yeah,
great character actor.
Edge, yeah, but not, that's a good run. I hope I make it that long.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
Number one, Bill Burr live at Red Rocks on Netflix this week. That's a views for me.
Views.
I'll views it, but I hope it's better than his, you know, his friends thing that he did.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame Bill Burr for the other comics on there.
No.
That's Netflix's.
Oh, okay. I'll take the money.
So I hope this live at Red Rocks is good. Redemptive. It's a views for me.
Mm-hmm.
South Park Streaming Wars Part 2. It's a views for me. Tonight, I'm going to watch it.
Same here.
Tonight.
Views for sure.
Steph, did you watch the first one?
Most of it. I'll watch the second one for sure.
Yeah. Randy's going full Karen in this one.
Yes, I saw the hair.
The haircut. Yeah, that was great.
And Resident Evil is starting that series on Netflix.
This is the one I want to see.
I've watched all the movies, even though they're not good.
I hope the series is closer to the game.
I'm going to views it, I think.
I'm going to watch it. You can't deny the effects. Effects are always good in all these movies, even if the acting's stupid, even if the story's dumb. The zombies are great.
You have to know the other movies to watch this, or no?
No, I think this is a starting of the whole thing. So, like, it's ground zero. So you could probably start watching this and get a, you know, be fine.
All right, I'll give it.
Raccoon City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll watch
it. And I just threw Farzar on there on the end because we're all going to use that.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to use it.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yeah, thanks again to those guys for being on Radio Labyrinth Presents, which you can watch or listen to right now on your podcast, sure, if you haven't yet, or on YouTube, of course. Our YouTube page is Dustin.
You can go to YouTube/ Radio Labyrinth Podcast. And we've got two different playlists, one for the regular podcast show and one for the Presents interviews. And it's sitting there waiting for you to watch it.
Thanks. And don't forget to review us on and like and review us and give us all the stars you can on your various podcatchers. But it really helps if you do it on iTunes and, of course, Spotify. That would be helpful as well. And if you're interested in becoming a Radio Labyrinth producer, which is the top tier Patreon member, and you get a free T-shirt after you sign up, just go to patreon.com/ Tim Andrews. Steph, do you have anything to talk about when it comes to the doggies?
I'm actually going to be at an event on Saturday. I'm helping out the Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. We're doing an adoption event at Still Fire Brewing Company in Sewanee, Georgia, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're around Sewanee and you want to pop in and say hello, maybe give the dogs the pet here and there, maybe look for your new family member, who knows, come and see us at the Still Fire Brewing this Saturday from 3 to 5 in Sewanee, Georgia.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you to Dustin for producing the YouTube page and doing all that hard work. Thank you to Jeff for helping me try to get guests for my radio show, which is called The Popcast. Thank you to Steph. And once again, thank you to our guests from this week's episode of Radio Labyrinth Presents, of course, Waco O'Gwynn and Roger Black. We do a little talk about Yucko the Clown on the Howard Stern Show too. So until next week, please remember to keep it canine.